All right, so what happens with this trash? I know we're talking trash and recyclables mixed together. I guess, though, when it's mixed together like that, we might as well just call it trash. What happens with it? Well, the city of Houston's currently fighting off plans for a dirty MRF. This is what's happening. Materials recovery facilities, what I should have said, materials recovery facility. There's a proposed one bin for all initiative that would get rid of all recycling programs in the city and build one giant dirty materials recovery facility that would accept recyclables mingled with trash for sorting. Now, that sounds kind of efficient, right? One thing I'm thinking now, I'm wondering if we have any of those recycling programs that are being run by private companies. Get rid of all recycling programs in the city. How many companies are put out of business? Instead of having recycling programs spread out in different parts of the city, build one giant materials recovery facility. But this would be a dirty materials recovery facility that would accept recyclables mingled with trash for sorting. There are at least two problems with this, according to Melanie Scruggs, who's the Houston program director with the Texas Campaign for the Environment. First, recyclers are looking for materials that are clean and dry. The biggest problem when you combine trash and recycling is that it contaminates the recyclables and diminishes their value. So since China and other major buyers of U.S. recyclables no longer want dirty materials that are not cost-effective to recycle, U.S. waste management companies have become much more careful about what they send to recyclers. More often than not, they'll divert dirty recyclables to landfills or to incinerators as a precaution. The dirty MRFs, materials recovery facilities, automatically cause excessive recycling contamination. Dirty materials recovery facilities, the facilities themselves, automatically cause excessive recycling contamination. And as a result, it's very appealing for operators to pair those with incinerators. So she points, Ms. Scruggs points to a dirty MRF in Indianapolis that was trying to get a municipal contract last year. Representatives claimed that the facility would recycle 100% of what went in. Now, listen to this now. There was a materials recovery facility in Indianapolis. They wanted to get a municipal contract to handle the city's recyclables. While they were in negotiations, they claimed that their facility would recycle 100% of what went in. Instead of recycling 100% of what goes in, they only recycle 20%, and they incinerate 80%. You suppose they just didn't know what they were talking about? You suppose they were being dishonest? Dirty MRFs don't have to set a particularly high recycling target, and they can still call themselves a recycling facility, even with an incinerator on site. So they can do just a little bit of recycling and call themselves a recycling facility. Incinerators spew a variety of toxins into the air. And that's the problem. That's one of the big problems with them. They're not just messing up the land. They're messing up the air, too. Toxins just being spewed into the air, including carcinogenic dioxin. They create toxic bottom ash that contains heavy metals, dioxin, and other pollutants that must then be poured into the land. Landfill. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, remember what we're talking about. We're really helping to build a case. You know, we're talking about how bad it is. You know, recycling itself now is good. Saying that they're recycling when they're really mixing trash and incinerating and then polluting is not good. And remember now, we're focusing on where all this bad stuff, the stuff that's not truly recyclable and therefore is not sold as a recyclable and then recycled. What happens to the other stuff? Again, some of the trash is being spewed, some of the filth, the pollutants, the contaminants are being spewed into our air. Some of it is being put into our land. While many incineration projects tout their waste to energy benefits, these are more than offset by the fact that incinerators emit more carbon dioxide per megawatt hour than any fossil fuel based power source, including coal plants. And that according to the Global Alliance for Incinerator Alternatives. Dirty MRFs also often tend to be located in communities of color. The dirty materials recovery facilities often tend to be located in communities of color. Remember, where the stuff is spewed, the dirty stuff is spewed into the air. So people breathe that stuff. It is planted in the land. The city was originally, when you look at Houston, the city was originally going to build a dirty MRF at an existing landfill or a transfer station, which are all located in predominantly minority communities. Houston's trash is distributed to 9 landfills and 3 recycling facilities right now. They don't need to consolidate into one neighborhood. But when Dr. Bullard and their allies raised the issue with the city, local officials were quick to respond that Houston would not be burdening one community like that. They changed their tune very quickly. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we really do need to care. We really need to care. What is the air like where you live? What about some of your friends of color? Those of you who are white, your friends of color. Ever find yourself concerned about the air they breathe? What's happening with the water? With regards to the contaminants that are poured into the ground, the land? Some people say what should be done is to make sure that all of that contaminant is fairly distributed across communities instead of planting the vast majority of it in one community. What do you think? We need to care. This is a program where we really do encourage the celebration of diversity. And in so doing, we encourage that we care about all of us. Till next time.